Hey all, it's me, Dr. Smear. I'm on Dino Girl. Welcome to another episode of Dino Girl Presents Sex, Drugs, and Hormones. Today, I spoke with the awesome Dr. Gila Senamar. We talked a little bit about grief and midlife care, but we also just discussed health span and longevity. So I hope you guys enjoy this talk today. It should be something that might inspire you. We talk about how we met too. And Dr. Senamar, Gila, she is in Miami, has just launched her own concierge practice. Board certified OBGYN. She has 20 years of OBGYN experience. So Dr. Gila is in Miami. She really works on blending conventional medicine with cutting edge holistic solutions. Her focus is to help you thrive through hormonal shifts, sleep struggles, mood changes. She is board certified OBGYN and a menopause certified practitioner. So enjoy. Hey, y'all, it's me, Dr. Smina Ramon, Guy on Girl. As you heard in my intro, I have a good friend and exciting talk for you guys today with Dr. Gila Senamar. Woohoo!
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming on, Gila. Gila and I met, actually, Gila and I are just bonding over our mom's death.
Yeah.
Which is sad to say. But grief can bring you together, ironically.
Definitely. Listen, it's part of the community, right? We're women. And you know, with our background and how our parents and our moms really play a role in our lives, I think that's, you know, it's on a different level. It's huge.
I mean, yours died a year before mine. I just celebrated my mom's 1 year. But it's so interesting because, like, you just never know when the grief is going to hit, right?
No.
I mean, I was just telling her, I was like, I'm a little late because I just feel disheveled because I was just dealing with the fact that, like, I was in grief last night for, like, hours and I couldn't get out of it.
It's, you know, for me, the early mornings are the worst when, you know, it's supposed to be my self-care time where I'm taking care of myself. And that's almost on a daily basis where I have a complete meltdown, crying session, just, you know, getting in my own head, basically, of, you know, failures, things that happened, things that shifted and changed.
What could you have done differently? And like, we're menopause women, right? So we're like, what would happen if our moms were on HRT? Or they would have gotten help earlier, or, you know, women's health would have been
done things differently. And, you know, I literally can map the whole decline of her health from the WHI forward. Okay. And just how she was this vibrant woman. And then to see her over the years, just down, down, down. And every time I would see her, it would be something else. And I wasn't putting the, you know, puzzle pieces together until it was too late. And so I don't know for you, but for me, it took me out. Again, hers was very sudden, unexpected, just like yours, you know. And, you know, she goes in for one thing and never comes out. Right? That's, you know, the worst of the worst.
I mean, what's interesting is I think, like, if I think about, like, when her health declined, it absolutely was probably, I mean, she obviously didn't talk about it because culturally we don't. But, like, you know, I could think about the times where she, you know, we were going to college. She was empty nest. She had, you know, entering menopause where she had accelerated blood pressure, diabetes, all started at once. Then she had all these mood disruptions and, like, mental health issues. So it was like a shitstorm of things happening at once. And I think the medical stuff was complicating the mental health stuff, which was probably all dictated by her hormones, you know, for us, all we can tell.
Yeah.
And then the decline was just, you know, like exponential at that point, you know, in terms of.
I don't think I've fully coped with it. And we're coming to almost her 2 year anniversary and, you know, during the holidays and Christmas time. And
it's so hard. Yeah.
It's so, I mean, listen, it's, you know, it's a whole different mentality for me. But I think what really makes it hard is just knowing what ifs are really what gets to me.
Like, what if we would have done something earlier?
What if I would have done that? And I couldn't come back to work for months. It took me out because in my mind, if I couldn't take care of my own mother, right?
Yeah.
What am I to anyone else? How can I take care of other people in good conscience when I couldn't help her? And she's the one, and just like yours, who pushed us to be who we are, who was our support system. Like, you know, we came from backgrounds where women aren't professionals. They don't do this. And we're basically, we immigrated, so I had a chance.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
We live very similar, you know, parallel lives,
yeah.
You and I.
Yeah. Because we're both in the South Asian community, right? You're Persian.
I'm Persian. Like, it's
Pakistani, but it's all the same culture.
All the same culture. And you know, women don't have opportunities back home. We work. You know, we immigrated, so we had opportunities. Now, here's the person who did this all for me.
Yes.
Now, come full circle. And
I know.
I messed up. Yeah. I messed up badly. But what do? We take it and we spun it, and this is what we're giving back, right? This is why. This is our big why. People always ask, why this, why that? Yeah. I don't know. It panned out. I met you at your beautiful office opening. I crashed it.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about our meet. Let's talk about our meet, because it was last year.
It was
year
a year ago.
But I have to say, the grief that I experienced when you reached out to me, and you were really, it was, that's why I said grief can really bring people together, because you and I became closer because we had this mutual, like, you're like, I get it. Like, this is what happened. But in terms of how we met, it was during last year's, my open house at the Menopause Society at the same time the Menopause Society was happening. So tell us about, let's talk about.
Oh my gosh. So, you know, I come to Menopause Society meeting, unbeknownst to me who I was going to see or not see. And, you know,
everything. Was your first meeting?
Huh? It was my first meeting, yeah. Yes. And I think one of my second time in Chicago. So I actually came with my business partner because, you know, I'm like, hey, let's just go to Menopause Society and see what happens.
Yeah.
And I happened to be scrolling social media and I saw your page pop up and about the, you know, the office opening come by.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
we're going to crash this. We don't know anyone, but we're just going to go and do it and see what happens. And I'll never forget. I walked in upstairs because, you know, and then there's stairs leading down where everybody was seated and you had the beautiful wall behind you, the Volvo wall. I mean, that was a sight. And
it still lives in my office, by the way.
Listen. It is.
Where else can I go?
It's a statement piece. Of course you need to have it.
Yeah.
And so I'll never forget. My partner went down, like, with her stack of books. But you're supposed to take...
That's what I remember. I'm like, no, she's got all the books. She's supposed to get
all the books. So you're supposed to take one book. And she took them all because she really is that, you know, like, wow. Absorbed. She was so blown away.
Yeah.
And she went down and went front and center. I mean, right at you. And I was like, no, I want to see this from an above perspective. I want to see who's here. I want to see what's happening in the whole room.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget, as soon as everything was over and the panel was done, I just made a beeline down to you. And I was like, I don't know. I introduced myself. I was just like, you know what? This is what it is. We're going to become friends and we're going to talk. And you all were very welcoming. It was you. It was Jackie. It was Shiva. Like, an amazing group of women. And that was the start of a lot of things for me, to be honest with you.
That's
amazing. And this whole realm of, you know, just shifting and I was inspired. I'm like, listen, she just opened this brand new practice. She's doing all of this. And isn't it easy? Is it scary?
I was celebrating 10 years doing it under an insurance model because I knew I was going to convert into a concierge. So I was like, let me celebrate 10 years. Because now I'm having an open house next week where I'm like reintroducing my practice, but smaller, much smaller scale. But it's funny because like that's what, I was like, it was like my big hurrah. Like I did it under insurance and I'm
done. Goodbye. Peace out. Yeah, I get it. Listen. But it was inspiring just to see so many of you women, ladies, professionals, doing different angles, different aspects of everything, where I was like, okay, I know I want to do something and I know I can do it. Now I'm going to do it.
Yeah. I mean, that's the shift that we all sometimes are like, you find purpose in midlife sometimes, right?
100%. Yeah. So that's where my story and yours began. You know, that's how we became friends.
That's awesome. I love that.
And then always reach out.
And Shiva has exploded. I mean, she's like one thing after another. She just started like, and then you had an M Factor showing, right?
I had that back in November of last year. And then we did the April event, the Empower event that you were a speaker for. And then, and now we'll see. We'll see what next year brings because there's a lot in the works right now. So in the planning stages. So hopefully I can get you back down here next, you know.
Yeah. What about and your launch? You've launched the practice or starting in January?
So I have done a soft launch of the practice. I did it back in May, right before the summer began. And unbeknownst to me, it took off a little bit faster than I anticipated. Because my goal was to kind of segue out of my old practice of insurance model, obstetrics and everything, and just kind of do this on the side. And then in January, go full blown. And it really, like I said, it went faster than I thought. So I'm basically in between two practices full time right now, back and forth.
That's what I thought. I thought you were doing both.
I'm doing both. I was literally up till 3 a.m. doing a delivery this morning. And then basically went home. Changed and came here, and I've been seeing patients, you know, and I think it's amazing. I mean, I have what, 2 more months left of obstetrics and, you know, surgical and everything. And then
you wish to celebrate that day. You're going to feel
it's
so
gonna good. It's
going to
be,
I mean, it's bittersweet, but it's mostly sweet.
But I think it would be harder to do the transition if I did not have this new purpose, this new way of taking care of women. I think that would be harder. This for me is exciting because I'm ready to literally just give it 110% the way I've done everything else. Just want to be here focused and like just talking to women all day long, just kind of, you know, guiding them the way we do.
So, yeah, it's absolutely
great.
I love that. I love that whole thing. One aspect of your practice that you're integrating, which we all kind of do, but I think yours was really, you're really defining this concept of longevity, which obviously gets a lot of bad press or has, you know, it's like a grifting word these days, but there is an idea of like improving your health span, right? And so tell us what you think that entails and how you incorporate that into your practice and everything.
You know,
like
it's interesting because we've always looked at women's health overall, right? We've always said it, you know, we are women's primary care providers as well as their obstetrician and their gynecologist. And what women in their 20s and 30s, 40s are pretty healthy. Like there's really not a lot wrong with them. You know, cycles, they don't have cardiac disease. They don't have diabetes. They don't have any of those things. So we have been trained to look at those labs and those markers. But what, you know, I've learned over the years is like, there's more to it. It's not just a hemoglobin A1C. There's other things you can be checking that before the A1C goes out of control. So there's even, you know, we are taught to be reactive. You get a disease, now we know how to treat it. Why not prevent it from happening altogether? And now tie that in to menopause and perimenopause and the hormone shifts. You have a double whammy. You know it's going to inevitably happen if you don't do anything about it. So what I decided to do is marry the two together, right? Like you said, longevity, functional medicine, whatever you want to give it the terminology. It's a little bit off-putting because for many years, it's been that woo-woo stuff, you know, and you do this test and you do a saliva test and this and that. But there's a lot more to it than that. And I think what I have learned and what I've witnessed that works well from other practitioners all over the country that I've been meeting with, it's you marry the two. There's a convergence of the functional integrative side, so Eastern medicine plus our conventional medicine, Western medicine. There's a convergence of the two. And this is the magic of it right now is where we're at is we can take this and really expand upon women's health. So I'm seeing women, my aim is at the 30 plus year olds now. I'm catching them early and they're like, what's my roadmap? What do I need to optimize? The diabetes, the pre-diabetes doesn't set in. That way, the hormonal shifts aren't as drastic and life-altering as I've seen or noticed it be for other people. So that's where I think, you know, I'm able to bring the two together. And in the new practice, my lab work panels are completely different because I am diving into the cardiac biomarkers, the inflammatory biomarkers. Again, things that I've had to self-educate because, again, you know, we're not taught that as a gynecologist. You know,
And the reality is, I always say, like, people say, well, you weren't taught how to, you know, manage sexual pain and all that stuff. But the reality is, a lot of the newest research has been in the last 14, 15 years, right? We graduated from med school over 20 years ago. So.
A lot of what we do, even the menopause stuff, right? We've self-taught. It's self-education because we barely got any training on that.
And the reality, and you should be always teaching yourself because medicine's always evolving. So if you're with a doctor or a clinician that's like stuck in 2001, that's half of our problem, right?
That's the biggest issue we're facing even right now with what we do is pushback from our colleagues who are outdated and unfortunately don't want to catch up, don't want to recertify, re-educate.
Yeah. And some of them probably don't have the capability either, right? They're stuck in these practices. They don't have the extra time. They don't have the
time or the, and I think what it is, some people are just getting to the end of their careers and they're just happy to be done with it and just move on and do something completely different. Yeah. And, you know, that may have been me had things been different, but I think things happen for a reason. You know, it never looks the way it should when it does. And then I just kind of roll with it. And, you know, people are like, you said this is moving so fast and this and that. I'm rolling with the punches. Like, things are coming to me, Samina, now easily the way they've never, ever happened.
Yes.
So for me, there's a purpose that I'm here. There's a purpose that things are happening as they are. And I'm lucky enough to be able to just kind of go with it. Because my practice has been so stable for so many years that, you know, and I have a supportive partner who you've met him. And he's just like, okay, what do you want to do next? You know, I'm like, a podcast. I want to do this. And he's like, all right, let's do it.
That's like mine. Mine's like, okay, yeah.
Okay. Just, you know. No, I think the mental husbands need to really get together. They all pretty much say the same thing. I was talking to Rebecca's husband and he was just like, yeah.
Oh, he's so awesome. I met with him when he was in Chicago.
Yeah.
Rebecca's husband and Kate's husband. They're both awesome.
Jay. I mean, they were hilarious. They're like, okay, yeah, we know you ladies. You know, we know what you do. We know how strongly you feel and how passionate you are. And we're here to support that. And I think that is what gives us this extra passion to continue doing what we're doing. So with the longevity thing, you know, I'm running with it because my patients are, I'm becoming their gynecologist, their primary care and their hormone optimization person. And then now what about peptides and what about that? And I'm like, we'll get to it.
Yeah.
But it's got to be done, you know, in a safe manner and incrementally. And we go from there. But there is, women's health should be the top of everyone's list right now because what do they think they're going to die of? They think they're going to get breast cancer. They don't understand. It's heart disease. We got to get to that first. And when does that start? At 50, we know our heart is the healthiest it's ever going to be.
So, I mean, it's an accelerated risk, we say, right? Perimenopause, the years leading to your final period, is an accelerated metabolic and cardiovascular risk.
But why is no one doing anything about it? And, you know, why is every primary just putting women, your LDL is elevated, let's put you on a statin, let's do this. Going on? So I saw so many deficits in what was happening to my patients outside of my office that I was like, you know what? I'm going to fix it. I'm going to make it my way.
Yes.
So that's why it's unique what I'm doing down here. It's different. My husband was like, so you're just going to do consultations, right? I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to do consults. And then it turned into, well, I want to do exams. Well, I want to do this. I want to do blood composition. I want to do X, Y, and Z. And he's like, oh my gosh, this is different than when we started. I'm like, I know, but women want that value added.
Yeah.
They want to come one place, have a provider that they can trust and that listens to them. And then manage the whole thing for them.
Absolutely. So tell us about some of the labs that you do then when you're evaluating some patients.
So we typically do the whole cholesterol panel as always, but I do add the ApoB biomarkers, whereas the lipoprotein little a, just to look for other genetic predispositions.
Right.
I do the whole inflammatory markers, the hsCRP, and then the omega panel. Just again, it's nice to have these baselines because most women have never been checked for that. We do the fasting insulin glucose ratio on top of the complete metabolic panel and the hemoglobin A1C. We do a full thyroid panel, including antibodies, as well as running the whole iron panel, because as you know, a lot of these disorders can have, you know, the same kind of symptoms and they can cross react. So we have to make sure we rule everything out.
Absolutely. And so tell us what that looks like when someone has, you know, sort of a higher risk. Do you work with other like cardiologists? Mm-hmm. Do you?
Yeah. Yeah. So the collaborative, everyone's like, what's the Miami Menopause collaborative? You know, it's basically what I've done in the community here. These are providers I've worked with for years. So I know them. I trust them. And we're all on the same page, especially the past few years. I've met with them a few times and I'm like, how do you feel about hormones? And what do you think about this? And they're like, yes, we're all about it. And so basically we refer patients back and forth to each other. And so part of my collaborative is cardiology, internal medicine doctors. So if there are things above me, okay, I meant I'm not going to take care of every little detail, but I am going to try and manage as best as possible. And if I need to refer out, then I have a collaborative I refer to in my community, would include endocrinology, cardiology. We also have the dermatology side of things and the internal medicine for now. And then I will add as we go, but definitely all of those are part of what we do here.
Oh, that's great. And so you're starting, you said a little bit earlier in the 30s, which is exactly, you know, I always say like we give puberty talks, we should be doing peri talks. And so that's exactly what I do as well in my office. Like if I see, and sometimes, most of the time I would say like people are like, oh, okay, I didn't know that. But sometimes they're like, wait, I'm only 30 something. Why are you
talking? Right. Why are you doing that? Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like, you know, you want to be prepared.
Proactive, I think. And you know, Miami is a booming ecosphere of health and wellness right now. There's wellness centers popping up and buildings and different things all over the place. And I'm all for it because I think the more the better. And people are going to get what they need, whichever avenue they go. And with all of that, the more of the younger patients are coming in and saying, hey, I know what's going on. I know this and that. And I want to be ready for it. So where do I start? So let's do blood work. Am I okay? We do bone scan. We do compositions. We do everything. And then, okay, let's start with the supplement.
Which one do you use? Which one do you have in the office? Or are you getting?
For the body comp, I have the in-body.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah.
And are you doing any of the VO2 max or is that up for performance center?
That would be down the road. I think I do want to, I'm all about that. I do have a friend up in Boca who does have a whole center.
I just refer to one center and they have a performance.
Yeah, I'm actually supposed to go up there and get my own done. So we'll see she keeps wanting me to go. And I'm like, yeah, I'm coming. And then I'm like, wait, I got to work out some more. I got to be ready for this.
Yeah, I got to be ready for it. You got to train for the view.
I got to train for the
I've done one of those troopers, you know, where I do those like sometimes just to see like how far I can go. But it's so funny.
Yeah.
Do you what do you think about, you know, we're all doing more muscle training and resistance training. Can we talk a little bit about muscle and longevity?
Yeah, I love it. So with the longevity side of things, it's all about really optimizing their basics, right? Their nutrition, their food intake. I don't want them to be afraid because women are afraid of eating. We've been trained to do cardio, to be skinny, and to not eat. That's here. And I need to like work that back out. And be okay, you're good.
I mean, even for myself, I'm like, okay, no, muscle.
It's funny. All my life, I've just had this body type where it's more muscular than thin. And I've always wanted it to be thin. I'm like, why can't I be skinny? Like, I could never wear skinny jeans. It just never looked right. But I have muscular legs. I just, that's just me, my genetics. And so I was a runner. And then from that, I went into CrossFitting through my 30s. And again, I was doing it for the wrong reasons. I thought I was going to lean out with CrossFitting. No, I was just building more and more muscle. Yeah. Okay.
Which is good.
I didn't know it then, but then come to my mid 40s, I was like, okay, now I really, the muscle was still there, but I was like, I need to lean this out. And I didn't know how until I figured finally, after years of trial and error, I found the one thing that works for me. And so it maintained the muscle, but leaned me out. So it completely shifted my whole body composition and look. But for most women, we've been trained to do cardio. And now it's like, now you got to build muscle. And they don't know how to do it. They get scared. They think they're going to turn into like, muscle maniac building kind of that look. And it's, you know, and they even Stacey Sims, Stephanie Estima, they say, you need to be in the gym going crazy in order for that to happen. No, so in terms of the training, right? So now we have to get them out of that cardio mentality, add in the weight, add in the protein component, and you will build. You're not going to become Arnold Schwarzenegger. You're not going to be too big. That just doesn't happen. You need to be living in a gym doing that in order for that. And most women aren't going to do that. But what I recommend is, and no one has time for it, absolutely. But what I do recommend is a night combination, right? So do a little bit of cardio, do the walking, do some strength training 2-3 days a week with a dedicated coach who knows what to do with midlife women. Don't just go about it. You've never lifted weights. Do not go into the gym and start now. You need you know, guidance.
Some guidance.
Don't hurt yourself. And then add in the walks with the weighted vest and the strength and mobility. So you do 2-3 days of each. That's your 6-7 days of movement daily. Do you need to be pumping iron every single day? Not at all. Not by any stretch of the imagination. And that's what women get scared off of. It's like, oh, I need to go do this. And so when I sit down with them, I literally write it all out for them. I'm like, this is the prescription I'd like you to start with.
Okay.
Depending on where they are. Some are like, I'm already at the gym, I'm doing this. I'm like, well, then do a little bit more flexibility, stretching, things like that. We balance it out. So I think that's where because remember, muscle is what's going to help you burn calories, burn the fat, and avoid the insulin resistance component that comes into play from inflammation in
metabolic resistance. Yeah, exactly.
You got it.
And it's going to help, you know, keep our skeleton
strong. So you don't lose muscle. So you don't end up with sarcopenia, and that will also strengthen the bone. So you don't end up with osteopenia and osteoporosis.
Yep, exactly. And anyone a lot of women are on the GLPs these days. So you have to remember this has to be part of the equation.
Correct.
It's muscle.
Correct.
And taking the protein.
Yeah. Complete.
The protein's hard, though. I have to say, like, it's really hard for me. Like, oh, is it 30 grams?
And again, that's part of it. It's like you have to really guide women on how to eat, because we're good to starve. We're great at starvation and limiting ourselves and fasting and this and that. And listen, intermittent fasting may be an option for some people, and it works well for them, even in midlife. Amazing. Mm-hmm. You continue with that. But for most, it doesn't really work on the body. It actually puts more stress on the body, which then leads to a whole cascade of events.
Right.
So, you know, it's all about macros and how to, you know, luckily there's so many apps now that they can download and really, dial in. And then they bring it back and I'm like, okay, let's review what happened here. And we kind of, fix and go ahead and move forward with that.
Okay. So one more thing I wanted to ask you about is some of the, the supplements that people take, the peptides, the NAD. Like, tell me about where you see that in your practice or how you utilize them.
So, interestingly enough, I know with all the free spare time I have, I'm doing all those certifications at night right now. So I'm doing the longevity certification. I'm doing the peptide certifications through the SSRP and everything. So there is a role for it, absolutely, because I've seen what it can do in terms of repair, inflammation, and, just women just feeling better in conjunction with their supplementation, with their hormones and everything else. I don't think it's something to jump to right off the bat, which is what a lot of us want. We want that easy magic bullet kind of thing. Right. Let's get it done.
Yeah.
But the way I explain it to patients, it's really the cherry on top of everything. Once we get everything else layered up and optimized, then that's where that comes into play. I will be the one providing the protocol. I will be the one administering it when the time comes after we check everything and make sure they're optimized. And what are we missing? Because you may not be missing anything and you may be. And then I replace accordingly.
Wonderful. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I mean, this has been so great. And I could talk to you forever about everything, and we'll have to have you on again when we want to talk a little bit more. But because I like to keep my podcast for about 30 minutes anyway.
Same, so. I do. Because I think that's a good time.
That's how much we can invest.
Yeah.
Right.
It's perfect. Like, I think the ones are like over an hour. I'm like, oh, wow. I can't keep you know, yeah. It's a lot. Yeah. And I've had a few guests where it was an hour, but then we chopped it. It was chopped two 30-minute sessions, which, you know,
yes.
I can tell the audience enjoys that much better.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But thank you for having me, as always.
Thank you so much. I mean, this has been fun. We'll have in the show notes where everyone can find you and how to follow you and everything.
Okay.
And then I do this thing, like it's my hot take. I call it the Vagilante Verdict.
Okay.
Because my husband jokes that the people listening to my podcast are vagilantes.
Uh-huh. They are vagilantes. Sure. Yes. I like that.
So what's your hot take? What's your vagilante verdict? What would you say?
My vagilante is go out there and make yourself feel better. You're not done. There's so much more that needs to be done in terms of women taking care of themselves in midlife. And a lot of people, as you know, they want to give up. They're like, I'm done. This is over.
Yeah. I don't want this.
No, that is the wrong narrative. That is the wrong way to talk to yourself. You need to really advocate for yourself and go out there. And you know what? The best next version of you is ready to come out.
It's ready to come out. I love it. I love it. That's a perfect way to end. All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening today. Gyno Girl presents Sex, Drugs, and Hormones. Remember, I'm Dr. Samina Rahman, Gyno Girl. I'm here to educate so you could advocate for yourself. Please join me on my next episode and like and subscribe to my channel. Thanks so much. If you have a second, please subscribe to this podcast. I'd love for you to be a follower and learn as much as you can about the things that we're going to talk about with all the people on our journey. Please review us on Apple or Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. These reviews really help. Review us, comment, tell me what else you want to hear to get more information. My practice website is www.cgcchicago.com. My website for Gyno Girl is www.gynogirltv.com. My Instagram is Gyno Girl, so please follow me for some good content. Additionally, I have a YouTube channel, Gyno Girl TV, where I love to talk about all these things on YouTube. And please subscribe to my newsletter, Gyno Girl News, which will be available on my website. I will see you next time.